Den ist doch frei, sein super.
Come you, to this meeting, where we'll be adopting the budget, vote 29. As you all know, that there is that procedure to formally adopt the report so that it gets into the system, and then we can then triumphantly move into the debating point, which is on the 14th of May. I hope everybody is preparing for that. My apologies, just because a lot of other things that, we'll be debating the next week. The old assembly, but for now we just have to adopt this. My apologies for submitting the recommendation so late. I had a full weekend, in fact not the weekend, the workshop that started on Friday, when I thought I would put together some ideas around the recommendation. But at least they are mainly based on the observations and findings that you find in the report. Which is more or less, based on what we were engaged in. So you will realize that there are very few things that may have triggered in my mind, which are sort of a little bit newish on the, beyond the observations and findings. Having said that, Mr. Arrigo, because can we get the apologies?
Thank you. Following the policy, Honorable Rosso, who is attending an early meeting in Johannesburg today, and then Honorable Mati Beira, who will be joining us within the next 5 to 10 minutes. Those are the
apologies. Then, now, of all people, I don't have the report. I don't know whether there's any reason to ensure that we proceed to a meeting without me having the report. I'm opening the floor for the everything.
Everything.
Yeah. I'm sure, I don't know. Look, the report reflects what we what we discussed. So if anyone may have picked up anything, just to stick it. Honorable members, you're welcome on the bigger body. But obviously, what also counts is what are we recommending, to the minister.
Okay, there's a couple of things which I thought should be seen in the recommendation. Obviously, some stuff has transpired since the report of the FSA, but clearly there's major issues in the FSA, and I think that we need to put a recommendation in there, and the committee needs to say something about that in terms of getting a briefing on FSA, what has gone on fire in terms of international deals, and what has been done to rebuild confidence. We need some kind of report on this, I would say. The other issue that I thought was, it doesn't mention much in terms of energy plan yet. We need to get updates in terms of both the progress on the integrated energy plan, as well as on the review of the integrated resource plan. We need to have timelines and that, and how the market is keeping to those deadlines. So we need some kind of research on the market around there as well. And then just a quick title, the extra implementation of the Flowery program, not the factory, sorry.
I thought I'd fixed that. I don't know. I'm sure I recommend myself missed it because
and it's a double one as well. So that's just a big comment at the moment.
Okay. Remember, I'm not going to rush you because I know I'm guilty. So, but I base my confidence that these two pages, it is issues that we have handled before. So, run your eyes again and again. I'm sorry for the acronym. It's just that I was even saying about this morning that we have just to sheepishly apologize to the members. We'll then convert them when we submit the document and have the full things, and I'm sure but this will help us. But at the bottom, all those programs are driven by Sanedi. So I was looking at the Sanedi. If you can look in the middle, in the bigger board, there's that the Sanedi things. What one is saying that given that Sanedi now is really getting off the ground, you know, standing on its feet, so we need to regularly get those various things. SASTI, for example, is the one on smart grid. You know, they have sort of institutionalized now the program of SASTI on smart grid. SACCS, that's the carbon capture and storage. I can't remember. CIBAR and RECORD. RECORD is the one for clean energy. I don't know. But it's sort of the research component, I think, if not CIBAR. So that's the one. But work for energy, this is clearer, as well as green transport. So I'm sorry about that. But at least all I'm saying is that that's a way to make sure that the department ensure that this entity reports regularly and on key areas. Madam Namas, I didn't want to rush and have responding to one of the training. I thought we would have a couple of other areas being raised. Sure, bro.
On
our hailing, you can see, I just want to give that more speech, let people apply their minds so that we can count on those 2 points I've noted there. Come again? Okay.
The Department of Energy is part of the number that is set for conservation and reporting. The Joint Committee of Energy Committee on third March 25. Are we directing that?
No.
Can we...
What is the correct date?
To be April
2030. So that's April
2030.
No,
Someone is reading this in 2050. If someone is reading this in 2035, they must know.
What's the fifth page? Do I take it to page 4?
Page 4, page.
to force parallel, that's a bar, but I'm reading the headline. Paragraph 17, Portland stated that. I'm now reading the headline. It's been to ensure that all funded citizens of the region are filled by September 2012. Can you now be some of our concern?
What
to
do? One of these recipients of the consulate are supposed to be a team deal. Shouldn't it be something like that? If the deadline was after September 2012, it means the Gama is the sender from state.
The
service
is
serving
us in the
future. Yes,
Mirena, but...
Okay,
Kunan. No, sir, I think if it was the report to say this photo is supposed to be served
last year.
So probably what we should be able to do is just to take the camera from the center to the head that you are supposed
to be served last year. Typical of honorable candidate. You pick up your area in development very sharply.
Yes, sir. I think the article 12, the EP designation solution to all social.
Okay, that's fine. But what we are looking at here is to restructure the wording. One is to ensure. One was to ensure. I think that's the gram, isn't it? Because it's supposed to be past tense, was to ensure that all the funded 550 staff positions, let's not take the OE because that confuses a little bit, just say 550 staff positions were supposed to have been filled. Doesn't that sound better than honorable members? Thanks very much. Can you say 2013 then? That was right. Thanks for that, on the plug. Prof. Masehu,
11. Paragraph 3.6. 11. Paragraph 3.6. Red productivity. I'm reading the second sentence. It says the process of basic in the beginning were completed in 20 current financial year 2012-2013. I'm suggesting we take away the current. That's a 2013-2013.
Yeah, for that, I mean. Let's get clear then.
That was page 11. Page 11, paragraph 3.6. Instead of saying current financial, let us say financial year 2013. That's the way it is. I'm talking about how far the
some of these areas are quite
embarrassing.
Fine. I don't remember. The floor is still for everyone. You just pick my thing. Yes, no.
Yeah, I'm not so much your point. Just some more recommendations.
Okay.
I think that we need to also have regular updates on the initiatives and plans to address the backlog maintaining electricity distribution grid. I mean, we do need to see what progress has been made in the distribution side, you know, we need to know what the plans are of the department to ensure that, that the issue is addressed. I just feel like it's something that would hang out there.
Can you capture it more crisp now?
More crisp, okay. And what were we saying? Okay, so after PCE on initiatives and plans to address the maintenance
area. Okay. I hope you will.
You
have to touch
them. Yeah.
No, all the savings we have in the area. If you remember, we have had quite one or two very lengthy sessions looking at the distribution industry. So you do have a point on that one.
The president in last year's opening address, was very specific about what should happen in this province in relation to the infrastructure development. We don't seem to be recommending anything or asking the government to account on anything related to infrastructure, to be it electrical infrastructure or petroleum or gas or whatever. I know there is a lot of work going on around that particular issue. Around that particular area of infrastructure development, and there is nothing that we are saying unless you buy them, not open my eyes enough to see you in particular in the following, and if that's the case, I will not do that.
No, it's done it too. But if you look at the test, sub bullet, you just page, it says quarterly report on participation. No, easy recommendation. Yeah, the first bullet says ensure progress on the following is included in quarterly reports. Then below this block bullet, the head one, participation of the department in three projects. That's strategic infrastructure project. So we have to take up the second project. We can then say, if you are fine, including directives from the president as persona 2012. Thanks for that. It then helps us to link things that have been given as directives to see whether the department is responding to them. Thanks for that. Yes. That's very good. There wasn't much this year, was it?
No.
Yeah. So, because also you're right on the flower, the SIP, this infrastructure project, they can be a national project, but they have very strong provincial character.
Yes.
Yeah. But then LA report, they'll have to break them into, you know, SIP 14, SIP 18, SIP 10, you know, what are they doing and that sort of thing. Okay, Bruno.
Another question, please. Mortgage. Mm-hmm. The thing on the calculation from the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I'm just thinking in terms of that, the issue of the the TUC, the TCE, or joint venture between the department and the rest, and the energy industry. why can't they collaboration instead of invention?
Fine. It's just that it just came in my mind that there are a lot of things that are being done, and sometimes we miss them, or sometimes we pick them on the corridor, or we pick them when we just read. And it would be good to have sort of a global picture as to what is the department doing with their universities, you know.
And say, well, let's just say, universities and equity, legacy college. I think one of the other sectors where they say,
okay. That's mainly on your side, that's mainly on skills development. I think when we called the two sessions on skills development, that came out either as an opening or a gap at time. In fact, if you remember, that would be helpful, because there's this strong drive that CTAB must be linked to FET College. So for this, we'll be able to monitor, you know, as to whether that's really happening. And as you know from the other portfolio committee, that must have taken that decision some time ago. So it's high time we then monitor it. Yeah. That's fine. Yes, Anabel?
Okay. Let me deal with what I thought we said there, something in the room as well. But I mean, I take some guidance from you as well, but I do think we need to make some mention, have some role in terms of the nuclear procurement program. I mean, we need to tackle it in some way, and we need to define how the committee wants to tackle it. So there's obviously a number of issues there. Now, at the moment, it's sitting at the executive level, and I understand that we don't necessarily get involved right now, but at some point, we need to think about how we deal with it. I mean, this is the biggest issue in the energy sector, and if decisions are going to be made around this in this year, we need to have some process as a committee as to how we deal with some of these issues. I mean, I would say what I would see as responsibility, the first thing is the assessment that was done for the IAEA in terms of the readiness of South Africa to embark on the nuclear procurement process, which we identified certain issues before we do that. And I think that we would need some kind of a beacon on that assessment, so that we can understand what are the challenges for South Africa and what needs to be done there. That would be my one kind of recommendation to put in there. But the other recommendation is to also then look at some of the studies that are perhaps coming out of the NED squared, as they call it, in terms of studies that might have been done around the financial feasibility or something like that. I just don't think that we can step aside and say, well, the executive really can do this and we don't have any role. I think we're going to have to get involved, and we're going to have to define how we as a committee choose to get involved in dealing with some of these issues.
Good. Probably it's time then we look at the issue that we have raised. Also, I asked for one extra issue that came in mind. All of the numbers, let's go back to the three areas that the Honorable Failing of has raised. The first one is Petro SA.
Can we deal with 111 and see if we are happy with that?
Yeah. Petro SA, as all know, there have been a couple of things that have taken place, and there is a preliminary report by the Central Energy Fund. And that is for the relate, it's a preliminary report, and then supposed to get the final report, whether it's through staff itself or through the minister. I'm just elaborating on the what is happening. Of course, what seems to be taking place is that there have been resignations that have taken place, which most probably I'm really speculating are related to the preliminary report. I speculate, if it's okay to speculate at this level. I'm looking at the advisor as well, and anyone else. Am I correct if the set things are for now? Honorable Smalley?
They will promise some feedback on this one, the issue, correctly, when they were ready. We haven't gotten this from the department.
They will
promise give us feedback.
Okay.
If you're going to look at the recommendations, then surely there must be reference much to this report that must then come back to this committee. One. Two, I think also the issue about downstream and upstream acquisitions that are being made, which is not being shared necessarily with the committee, but should be shared with the committee. And I also think that, thirdly, that the whole issue about Matumbo and some of the studies that are now being undertaken together with Sanitec around Matumbo and what those implications are, surely will also ask us maybe also to interject within that process for a proper debate. There's a whole lot of possibilities. Especially around Matumbo, and I think it will need this committee to at some stage get a little bit deeper into those discussions. Let me just make reference to the downstream products. Although that I wasn't here presently when the when Petro said that the presentation. I don't think there was any mention made into their presentation about their downstream business opportunities within SA, within our borders, and how they're planning to roll that out, and what are those. That's how I understood it. I might be wrong. You might help me. If it's not, if it wasn't that, I would then expect that we at some stage of get some sort of a report onto that.
Okay. Yeah, Honourable Fading, followed by Honourable Flan.
Yeah, actually, I mean, what concerns me about the Petra is that, they reported to us about 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, and none of these issues came up at that time. And in fact, that nothing was even mentioned that a report was being developed on surface on anything. I mean, it all seems to be fine in terms of what was presented to us. And I think we're going to have to dig far deeper with Sector A in terms of our oversight work. Because, I mean, if they're presenting to us what is essentially a false picture, then it's incumbent on us as a committee to say, well, we need far more information to understand. And I think that we've got it up better than the Ghanaian deal, for instance. I think we need to have a briefing on all of Sector A's international activities. Because this is not the first time that money has been raised this by FedEx. I've brought it up in previous budget votes around the Equatorial Guinea block in the Egyptian block, where we wasted about $1 billion. So I just think that we need some kind of a briefing on the strategic value of FedEx in oil exploration and gas and some of the activities that go on there. I just think it's something that we really need to dig far deeper into to perform a proper oversight role, because clearly they're not telling us the whole picture, and this is the case in point. So I just think something like that is required.
I'm lost there. What about the Ghanaian deal?
Well, the Ghanaian deal is where the problem arose. That's what this report is about. It's about the favor. Them having bought favor and having paid too much and having paid a finder fee to the lawyer and all of that kind of stuff. So that's all happened outside of our borders. Now, they've engaged in other activities outside of our borders, such as the Equatorial Guinea block, which I called an Egyptian block, where they found no oil and gas and they spent a billion rand on that. Now, have we sufficiently gone into those deals, for instance? And going forward, what kind of oversight role will we have in terms of looking at the way they handle themselves internationally and making sure that this doesn't occur again? I just think it's something that we're going to have to get some kind of a briefing on, have some kind of a process to have far better oversight of the way they conduct themselves internationally. I just think that that's what this is throwing up.
If you look at the program that they are planning to do another 5 wells, building wells that they are planning up in the next couple of years, and the deviation of
of some of our regulations and some of our procedures, then it clearly indicates that we need to understand that all a little bit better and dig in, because there is deviation taking place, and I would think the preliminary report will deal with some of those deviations, but I think after all, it is a state entity, and we've got those regulations, and I think it's very important that we understand if state entities do deviate from certain financial procedures, that we need to understand why.
Okay. Let us know.
I just want to make a report on this portion. So my example was me trying to create a portfolio committee meeting of crime, which I'm not going to go to. I agree with the colleague that we must at the correct time get a report about what is happening in federal aspect. All these including the international thing, obviously. It is in the natural mandate of our relationship with the department and its SOPs together. We will not be moving outside of our mandate. But how do you frame all of these things in the report like that? As the police are told, you were looking at very good picture in what already exists. And the only area where I see its picture is if we could perhaps try to find out what we are saying when we say bullet number 1, 2, 3, 4 from the bottom. We try to bring the PDC of the department overall track on how we can support the restructure. And maybe through this particular area, we could make some changes and increase the activity of federal SA. Without going into the real details of the actual program, you know, those issues are not issues we can go and participate in at the time, but when an investigation is underway. We will be interfering with what we have a
subcommittee.
We will be interfering with that particular kind of.
I don't remember. Look, I'm from my position, I'm prepared to accept. Okay, ma'am. Yeah, when I say Italian for sitting this Italian thing now, because
I call it Italian. Yeah, I agree with one of the examples. We cannot rely on the male and Indian for information. But the federal players, what they do to report to us. And when we get the report, then at that time, then it will be in place.
Fine. I remember. It's fine, I'm flexible if you want to have this included here. But rest assured, I had a hawk's eye. Is that something that was unavoidable? If you remember, I made a member statement in Parliament. That's a very strong political commitment. You don't just make statements because you would like to be seen nice. I made a statement that said, look, a preliminary report has come out. I support the minister and said, for having done that. But the comment there was limited. It was subject to the outcome of the final report. Now, embedded in that is obvious, without articulating it with details, that is why coming to this committee. But if you want a one or two lines, honorable, let us be flexible that the minister should come and share the outcome and indication of the investigation after finalization. I can say, let's leave it broad as that, so that we then, I can work with her, how we can restructure, because remember, honourable members, on the other hand, we're talking of an entity that competes with the oil major. So there are certain things, maybe we can look at how we structure the future, but rather short, it was going to come.
I think your recommendation is fine. I think that's the right wording. But I think as a committee, we don't have to put it in now. But, you know, we should possibly look at workshops. Where the department and Secretary can give us some kind of knowledge as to how they conduct themselves, as to what the oil markets are like, all of that. I know Mr. Macabella once said to us that he wants to actually give us that kind of a workshop to make it understand kind of arena that operates. I just think something like that at some point would be very useful to explore some of these issues. So we can play this over that role a bit better. Because really, we didn't get this, and we've got to get these things in the future.
Fine. I'm noting that. The best has started. On energy planning as a whole, although the department has committed on IEP through the cabinet, this and that, our honourable members, you don't mind that you have one line, say they must bring back that mainly it's the timeline. Or we could just say within this year, you know, because the understanding I have is that as soon as the IEP draft goes through the cabinet, it becomes a document for public consumption, and then it should be certainly true to get everything. But then also that we should link with the IEP.
We need to clear timeline.
Yeah. So let's see how we work that. Also let's then add what Honourable Fellinger said: regular update on the distribution of, on the maintenance of the network. Yeah. The nuclear issue, the complex as it is, maybe a one line I think that you think, let the minister come and brief us on the IEA assessment on readiness by South Africa. Yeah. Then from there we can see as they relate to us, what else can they share with us? Because even within them, you know, it's just an unfinished business, you know. So even if they would love to share some of the things, well, they would just say that, look, we're complicated. I mean, how long did even the president come out open and said, look, the government is actually definite about the program. So let's just say, can they bring us that assessment? And then as we interact with them, that will inform us what we require then as we move forward. That is left.
So, for the just one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the bottom on page 3, mm-hmm. In 35 SWH rollout. I think our program, we do not have a specific program that focuses on rural areas. And that emphasis on rural areas needs to be always put, because in rural areas, that's where you find areas where the grid does not have.
Okay, depends on that. I had that in mind because human settlement goes everywhere. But then if you don't mind, then we'll craft that test. Particularly, yeah, particularly rural area. Because I picked it elsewhere as the fourth bullet point from the job, but you're right, then you can also add it here. But I see your passion. Okay. All the members, from my side, I just remembered one of the things that the Department of report back to us is project management tool. It's more of an internal thing. They must bring to us their project management tools, how they've crafted them, and what their plan is that around that. Remember, one of the most challenging things is that 95% of the budget that goes into the department immediately goes thrown into the entity. That's that one part. And also, we need to know what they are doing, how they plan to monitor. And there's a lot of project management, you know, on that. Is that fine?
Yes.
Project management tools. Okay, process say we know that the rest is going to come. But I'm, if I would be given some time to just apply my mind on this workshop approach, workshop idea, energy planning is mainly to emphasize timelines so they can come and update us that. The distribution is fine. On nuclear, the IEA, the agency's assessment on our readiness in South Africa. Those are the additions, other than the amendments they have done on this paper. I'm just scared of the members there. Can you bring this to a close? Sorry. There must be four. Can someone then propose adoption of the report on a bruja debe. Okay.
I like that one. Thank you very much. Let's go to this.
Thank you. No problem.
You know, I just did put it.
I did put it. There's something. There's something on any given thing. Didn't you say? The top one.
Ah, sorry, my mistake.
I don't remember. But remember. No.
Yeah. Remember, I told
you. No. Hold on, yeah.
On energy planning, we need an update on the process for developing the integrated energy plan, as well as the timeline for the review of the integrated resource plan.
Oh, okay. And then the last recommendation?
And the last recommendation was on the nuclear, was it? On the nuclear procurement program, that we get briefed on the International Atomic Energy Agency's assessment on South Africa's readiness to conduct a nuclear procurement program.
Oh, thank you very much.
Look, you good that way.
Thank you. I do. Hey, I got the more of that. Good.